Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Gift of Not Belonging, How Outsiders Thrive in a World of Joiners by Raimi Kaminsky. MD explores what happens when you stop treating outsider status as a defect and start seeing it as a strategic advantage. Framed through a practical, psychologically informed lens, the book looks at the social pressures that reward conformity, group membership, and performative belonging, and it asks what those pressures cost in clarity, creativity, and personal agency. Kaminsky's perspective as a physician adds a grounded focus on mental well-being, identity formation, and resilience under stress, while keeping the emphasis on everyday decisions rather than abstract theory. Instead of encouraging isolation, the book distinguishes healthy independence from disconnection and shows how self-directed people can build meaningful relationships without surrendering their values. Readers are guided to reinterpret rejection, difference, and non-traditional paths as information and leverage. The core message is empowering, belonging is optional, purpose is not, and outsiders can thrive by designing a life that fits rather than forcing themselves into groups that do not. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing outsider status as an asset. A central theme is the shift from seeing not belonging as a social failure to seeing it as a form of freedom. The book highlights how many environments, from workplaces to friend groups to online communities, reward those who signal loyalty and sameness. When you do not naturally fit, it can trigger shame, self-doubt, or the urge to mimic the group. Kaminsky's approach encourages readers to treat that friction as useful data. If a setting requires you to abandon your temperament, ethics, or long-term goals just to be accepted, the cost of belonging may be higher than the benefit. Outsiders often develop sharper observation skills because they are not absorbed into group narratives. They can notice contradictions, power dynamics, and unspoken rules that insiders miss. The book also explores how outsider identity can foster originality because your reference points are broader and your incentives are different. By reframing difference as a resource, the reader is invited to adopt a new posture, curiosity instead of defensiveness, experimentation instead of people-pleasing, and self-respect instead of constant negotiation for approval. Secondly, the psychology of joiner culture and conformity pressure. The book examines the social machinery that makes belonging feel mandatory. Joiner culture thrives on shared symbols, inside language, and the promise of safety through sameness. In many contexts, social acceptance is traded for compliance, and people learn to edit themselves to avoid being labeled difficult, weird, or disloyal. Kaminsky unpacks how this pressure can be subtle, such as social cues that punish dissent, and also explicit, such as organizational politics that favor those who align with dominant voices. The outsider experience becomes clearer when you understand these patterns. Groups often value cohesion over truth, short-term harmony over long-term integrity, and reputation management over honest feedback. The book stresses that conformity is not merely personal weakness, but a predictable response to human needs for security and status. Recognizing this reduces self-blame and helps readers make deliberate choices about when to conform and when to resist. The goal is not to demonize groups, but to see them accurately, so you can engage with communities as a self-directed participant rather than as someone auditioning for acceptance. Thirdly, building identity and resilience without external validation. Another important topic is how outsiders can cultivate a stable sense of self when they are not constantly reinforced by group approval. The book emphasizes that identity built on external validation is fragile because it depends on staying in good standing with people whose incentives may change. Kaminsky points readers toward internal anchors, such as personal principles, long-term commitments, and a clear understanding of what trade-offs they are willing to make. Resilience is framed as a set of skills rather than a personality trait. This includes managing rejection, tolerating ambiguity, and recovering from social setbacks without spiraling into isolation or bitterness. The outsider path can amplify stress because it removes the comforting illusion that a group will always protect you, but it also strengthens self-trust over time. The book encourages practices that support mental well-being, such as consistent routines, honest self-reflection, and building competence in areas that matter to you. As self-definition becomes stronger, social feedback becomes informative rather than controlling, allowing the reader to stay open to growth without surrendering their autonomy. Fourthly, creating meaningful connections while staying independent. Not belonging does not have to mean being alone. The book draws a practical distinction between independence and disconnection. Outsiders often avoid groups because they fear losing themselves, but the alternative is not permanent solitude. Kaminsky explores ways to form relationships that are based on mutual respect rather than forced assimilation. This can mean choosing fewer relationships and investing more deeply, or seeking communities with looser identity requirements where diversity of thought is welcomed. The book also addresses the skills that make independent people easier to connect with, such as clear communication, emotional regulation, and the ability to disagree without contempt. Another key idea is selective belonging, joining for a purpose, a project, or a season, and leaving when the fit no longer supports growth. This mindset reduces guilt and prevents relationships from becoming cages. The outsider can also learn to build a personal support system that is distributed across different domains, such as mentors for career decisions, friends for recreation, and peers for creative work. Connection becomes intentional, flexible, and compatible with self-direction. Lastly, turning nonconformity into career and life advantage, the book ties outsider traits to tangible benefits in work, creativity, and decision-making. Many institutions reward predictable behavior, yet they also rely on people who can challenge stale assumptions and spot emerging risks. Outsiders, by virtue of not being fully captured by the group story, can be well positioned to innovate and to speak uncomfortable truths. Kaminsky discusses how to convert that edge into practical outcomes, choosing roles where independent thinking is valued, building a reputation around competence rather than popularity, and developing skills that create mobility so you are not trapped by office politics. The book also suggests that outsiders can design lives with fewer performative obligations, freeing time and energy for mastery, health, and meaningful projects. At the same time, it warns about common traps, such as becoming contrarian for its own sake or using outsider identity as a shield against vulnerability. The healthiest version of nonconformity is purposeful. When independence is paired with discipline, strategic communication, and a clear mission, the outsider path becomes not only survivable, but advantageous in a world where many people are afraid to think differently. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who have felt out of place in social circles, professional environments, or cultural expectations, including introverts, immigrants, non-traditional professionals, creatives, and anyone who resists groupthink. It will also help leaders and managers who want to understand why some high-potential people disengage from team culture and how to create space for independent thinkers. The practical benefit is a mindset shift that reduces shame and increases agency. Instead of chasing acceptance at the cost of authenticity, readers learn to interpret social friction as feedback, strengthen identity through internal anchors, and build resilience that does not depend on constant approval. In daily life, this can lead to better boundaries, clearer decisions, healthier relationships, and more focused career choices. Compared to many books that either romanticize loneliness or insist that community is always the answer, this one offers a balanced middle path. Connection without self-erasure, independence without isolation. Its value is in treating outsiderhood as a skill set that can be refined, turning what many people experience as a lifelong problem into a sustainable advantage. For readers tired of performing belonging, it is worth buying because it offers a constructive framework for thriving on your own terms. If you would like to support Rami Kaminsky, MD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.